O believers, do not make your protecting friends those from among the people who were given the book before you and the unbelievers who have made your religion a mockery or a pastime. Fear Allah if you are true believers. When you call for salah, the prayers, make it as an object of mockery and pastime. This is because they are people devoid of understanding. Tell them, O people of the book, what makes you against us other than that we believe in Allah and in what has been revealed to us and what was revealed before us? The fact is that most of you are rebellious transgressors. Ask them, should I tell you of those who will have even worse than this in retribution from Allah? They are those whom Allah has cursed, who have incurred his wrath, some of whom were turned into apes and pigs, who worship Tayghut, the forces of Shaitan. These are worse in rank and far more astray from the right way. When they come to you, they say, we believe. But in fact, unbelievers they came and unbelievers they left. Allah knows fully well what they hide in their hearts. You will see many of them try to beat each other in sin and rancor, and they consume what is unlawful. Evil indeed is what they do. Why don't their rabbis and jurists of law forbid them from uttering sinful words and eating unlawful things? Evil indeed are their deeds. The Jews say, Allah's hand is tied up. Nay, their own hands will be tied up, and they will be cursed for what they utter. Both of his hands are free, however he spends as he pleases. The fact is that the revelations that have come to you from Allah will surely make many of them increase in their wickedness and unbelief. We have stirred among them enmity and hatred till the day of resurrection. Every time they kindle the fire of war, Allah extinguishes it. Now they are striving to spread mischief in the land. Allah does not love those who do mischief. If instead of this rebellious attitude the people of the book had believed and become God-fearing, we would certainly have removed their iniquities and admitted them to the gardens of bliss. If they would have observed the laws of Torah and the Injil and other revelations which were sent to them from their Rabb, they would have certainly enjoyed abundance from above and from beneath. Though there are some among them on the moderate course, most of them do nothing but evil.